This is the Blind Geek Zone. Blind Geek Zone podcast number 51 for January 6th, 2012. Hey, this is Rick, and I'm back for the first BGZ podcast of 2012. Hoping to get quite a few things done here on the Blind Geek Zone this year. I know last year we didn't have as many demonstrations and recordings as I would have liked, but as I've said in earlier podcasts, had quite a few problems with recording here the way I want to on the Windows 7 box. And slowly but surely, we're getting that fixed up with a microphone and a mixer here. I think we're finally going to be able to start doing a few things. And today we're going to do a demonstration of a mini Bluetooth keyboard I just purchased. And hopefully that will be the first of quite a few podcasts to come here in 2012. Still got a bit of work to do, though. I'm trying to work on this microphone. And again, I'd like to thank Sam Troia for donating this microphone. It's working out quite well. The only problem I'm having is its stand. It picks up every little bit of noise around it. If I, you know, touch the desk here or whatever, you know, you pick it up in the mic. When I'm typing on the keyboard, if I'm demonstrating something, it picks up in the mic. So what I think I'm going to do, and I've tried a few things here to isolate it and it's not working, what I think I'm going to do is get a floor mount stand for the mic and get an arm for it. And what that will allow me to do is isolate the mic more or less from things I'm doing. If it's sitting on the floor and not touching the desk in any way, I should be able to use the keyboard and everything without a bunch of extraneous noise. So just wanted to keep you up to date on those kind of things. So like I said, hope to get some recordings actually going here. I want to work on an Outlook series, Outlook 2007. I've had a lot of requests for that in the past, and I think I'm going to start recording something on that soon. And I'm also going to continue to do iOS things, iPhone, iPod Touch, things like that. Got quite a few demonstrations I want to record, and today's will kind of be one of those. So, what else? Oh, the Blind Geek Zone Google voicemail has been working out pretty well. I've got a few calls from people and made some comments on the last podcast I did where I was ranting, and kind of supported me there, and I appreciate that. Had some requests for podcasts and things like that, so it's been working out well. So if you'd like to call that, you know, if you'd like some support or training, maybe have a suggestion for a podcast or something like that, the number is 330-203-1244, and that will get you into the Google voicemail, and you can leave your message. And once that's done, I get a notification here and an email, and I can go listen to that message and respond back. So please be sure to go ahead and use that. Don't abuse it, please. I've had one or two people that have, for whatever reason, decided to call it a lot, and I'd appreciate people not overloading it with voicemails all the time, because it kind of makes it hard for me to find requests and stuff from people that are wanting support. You know, if I've got to wade through 20 different voicemails that are just, you know, general comments. Again, I don't want to tell you not to, to make a general comment to BGZ, but, you know, just be courteous and don't overdo it. And like I said, 99% of you haven't done that, so. All right. Let's get right into this demonstration here. And this is the RII 66-key Bluetooth mini keyboard. And what I'm demonstrating this on today will be an iPod Touch 4. And this works on all of your iOS devices. Also supposed to work on Android and other smartphones and all that kind of stuff. So, but what we're going to demonstrate it here is what most of you are probably interested in, and that's using it on your iPhone or your iPod Touch or your iPad. This particular keyboard is from Speed Dots, and that is www.speed, S-P-E-E-D, speeddots.com. Again, that is www.speeddots.com. And got this keyboard earlier in the week and have been messing around with it here. So what I'm going to do today is kind of describe it some, and I'm going to use the voiceover assistance here to help me out. Let me wake this up.
Right arrow. Move to next item.
Let me turn my monitor up slightly here so I can...
Right arrow. Move to next item.
Yeah. And you just heard voiceover say right arrow when I pressed the right arrow.
Left arrow. Move to previous item.
So that'll help me describe this. The keyboard is essentially the exact same size as the iPhone 4 or 4S or the iPod Touch 4 in dimensions, width, and height. It's about half the thickness of the iPhone 4 and 4S, and it is about twice as thick as the iPod Touch 4. It's a nice little portable keyboard. It's got real nice keys. It's kind of a chiclet type key. They're kind of rounded a little bit and raised, so they're easily distinguishable. At least as far as I'm concerned, they're easy to find. The F and the J's have the little nibs down below it, so you can orientate yourself. It charges by USB, comes with a little USB cable, and quite nice. So let's start describing it. On the left side of the keyboard, on the left edge, towards the bottom, you have your USB connection for charging. And up from there, you have your power switch. Slide down is off, slide up is on. And all the other sides are bare. On the back, if you're holding the keyboard keys up towards you, and you take your right hand and reach around the back of it, right on the right side, just in about a half an inch, in the middle, you'll feel a circular area with a circular bump in the middle of it. That is your Bluetooth pairing button, your discovery button. Press and hold that for a few seconds, and it will go into discovery mode, and your devices will be able to see it. All right, let's go up to the front now. The keys, as I said, are chiclet style, and they have a good feel to them. They're stiff. They're not easily accidentally pressed, and the layout's not too bad. I'll describe the layout here for you right now. At the very top, on the left, you feel a little blank area, and you can kind of use that to orientate yourself. Across the very top row are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 keys that are for navigation and the like. The first key, I believe, turns the backlight on and off. You don't get anything when you press that. The second key is a home button. The third key is a command button. The fourth and fifth keys are volume down and volume up. The next key is previous track, and then pause and stop, and then next track. Then to the right of that, we have a elongated button, and that is your delete button.
Delete.
If we go back across here with voiceover, this is the rightmost button before delete.
Next track. Play/pause. Previous track. Increase volume. Decrease volume.
Increase volume. Yep. And, ooh, I skipped one. Boy, what a dummy. All right, let's do this again. I am very sorry. The first key is... the backlight, I believe. Second key is home. Third key is command. Fourth key is mute.
Mute. Mute. Decrease volume.
Fifth key is decrease volume. Sixth key is increase volume. Seventh. Jeez, can I not count? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There's 9 keys there.
Play/pause.
Play/pause.
Next track.
And then the 9th key is next track. Then, like I said, we have a delete key, an elongated key on the right after that. Okay, so since I've made quite a mess of that, let's go down to the next row. And this starts our regular keyboard. We have escape, and then we have 1 through 0. And on the right edge, we have backslash.
Accent.
her accent. Accent and
shift, accent, shift, tilde.
And tilde, okay. So again, on the second row, we have escape. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0. And our accent and tilde key. Next row down is
tab.
Tab. And then Q-W-E-R-T-Y-U-I-O-P.
P.
There's P. And then on the right edge.
Backslash.
Backslash. All right. Let's go down to the next row. And that is caps lock. A-S-D-F-G-H-G-K-L.
Semicolon.
Semicolon.
Apostrophe.
And apostrophe. Then on the next row, we have our shift. And then Z, X, C, V, B, N, M.
Slash.
And slash. Then next to that, we have an up arrow. And then next to that, we have an elongated enter button. Now down on the very bottom row, we have an elongated function key. And then we have
control.
Control.
Option.
And an option. And then after that, we have
hyphen.
Hyphen.
Equals.
And equals. Then we have our space bar. Then we have our down arrow. And then we have our left and right arrows. So that is pretty simple on the layout. The only differences are some of these hyphenation keys are kind of in odd spots. And then if you want to get things like, you know,
shift, exclamation mark,
you know, your symbols above your numbers work, you know, 1 through 0.
Shift, et, number, dollar, percent, caret, ampersand, star, left parenthesis, right parenthesis, tilde.
And then on these other
shift,
like shift slash,
question mark,
is your question.
Capital M.
And
shift, colon, shift.
Shift semicolon is colon.
Shift, quotation mark.
Shift quote is quotation mark. And then down here next to your space to the left of it.
Shift, plus.
Maybe plus.
Underscore.
And your underscore.
Hyphen.
So once you get used to that, it's not too bad. And in case you would need function keys, if you hold your function key down and you go across the 9 keys here on the top.
Home. Stopping help.
Oops.
Home.
Didn't want to do that. Function and the first key is a home key. And the others are just F1 through F8. So that's kind of odd. But on the iOS devices, you're not going to need that. So probably not too much of a problem. Okay, let's talk about a couple of other interesting little quirks with the keyboard that I've found. Control, Option, Space, if you're used to using the Apple Bluetooth keyboard, doesn't select, doesn't double-click.
Screen
what time. You need to do is turn your Quick Nav on, which is pressing your left and right arrows together.
Quick Nav off, Quick Nav on.
And that toggles that. What that allows you to do is when Quick Nav is on.
Calendar. FaceTime.
You can
calendar,
navigate.
Photos. Camera. YouTube. Stocks.
You know, just using it instead of using Control Option, left right arrow. Then if you want to actually double tap on something.
Maps. Weather. Notes. Reminders. Utilities folder. iTunes. App Store.
You use your up and down arrows, you press both of those simultaneously.
App Store. Updates.
Okay.
Heading.
Went into App Store. Same thing if you want to click on a button. Use the up and down arrows together. Another thing I noticed is trying to do the Control Option Command left right arrow, which allows you to, on the Apple Bluetooth keyboard, allows you to work with the voiceover settings like pitch and volume and rate. What I've had to do here is just add those to the rotor. And to use the rotor on this keyboard, you just basically
screen dimmed.
You hit your left and up arrows together.
Updates.
Oops, maybe.
Quick nav off. Quick nav on. Characters.
There it goes. that's a little harder one to press. What I use is my two thumbs to do it.
Language. Volume.
And then once you find what you want on the rotor, you use your left and right arrow keys.
Purchased. Link.
Or no, that's not right. I'm sorry. Boy, I'm really screwing up.
Speech rate. Tables. Form controls. Links. Headings. Lines. words, characters, language, volume.
Use your up and down arrows.
75%, 80%.
So, and that's easy enough to do. You go into settings, general accessibility, voiceover, and then rotor. And you can add any of these you want into there. So it's a quick little workaround for one of the few things that you can't do on this keyboard that you can do easily on the Apple Bluetooth keyboard. But once you get used to that, it's not a problem. I was kind of upset about it at first, and I was complaining on Twitter about it, but I don't have any problem doing it now, and I just wanted to make you aware of that. So if you do get the keyboard and you're trying to figure out how to do things like that and it's not doing it, that's what you need to do is you turn the quick nav on. And again, that's holding the left and right arrows together.
Quick nav off, quick nav on.
And that's a toggle. So when you go into an edit field, you know, the quick nav goes off. You've probably heard it say that before. And then if you want to get out of that edit field, you just...
quick nav off, quick nav on.
Turn your quick nav back on.
All apps are up to date. Purchased.
And then you can start moving around again. So as far as typing on it, it's not bad at all. I can type my passwords and things in like that. I can do text messages and stuff with it. And it has a good feel to it. Like I said, the buttons are solid. They don't press real easily, so you're not likely to have it accidentally press things on you. You know, if you have it in a bag or something, it's pretty, you know, of course, if it gets mashed, you know, it's obviously the buttons aren't so tough that, you know, they can't be pushed if it's mashed in a bag or something. But it has a good feel to it, and I think you'll like it. I've used it here for about a week.
Screen dimmed.
And I like it. I've gotten real used to it, and I use it for my iPod Touch all the time. And if I go out with the iPhone 4, I'll take it with me probably if I'm going on a trip or something. That way I don't have to take the Apple Bluetooth keyboard, which is a lot bigger. But again, this keyboard is from SpeedDots, www.speeddots.com. And I'll put that in the description on the website, too. So you can just click on it there if you want to go to the website and purchase one of these keyboards. Very fast shipping. I got this in like 2 days. They wasted no time getting it out. And even though I was quite upset when I got it and was having a little bit of problems with it, they were very nice to me. And they put up with my nonsense. And I appreciate that. And I definitely recommend them. They're good people to work with. And if you go to the website, just go into the store. They sell other things as well, like cases. They sell the screen protectors with the tactile dots on them and all kinds of good things like that. So check out speeddots.com for your iOS needs. I think they've got other little goodies there too. They've got the replacement charging cables. I seen they have the little chargers that you plug into the wall and plug your USB into and all kinds of things like that. So I'm sure you'll find something there. And happy to give them a plug. Like I said, like the keyboard a lot, and I definitely recommend it. All right. That concludes this first podcast for the year. And again, hopefully we'll have things a little bit quicker this year. I definitely... did get things done real, real well last year, and I apologize for that. Part of that was just time constraints and also, like I said, recording difficulties, and we're slowly overcoming some of that stuff. So thanks for listening, and I will catch you again real soon.